Tell me what you think it is.
Square.
Good guess, but wrong. Clear your head. All right? Tell me what you think it is.
Is it a star?
It is a star.
Very good. That's great.
Okay. All right. Think hard. What is it?
Circle.
Close. But
definitely wrong.
Okay. All right. Ready? What is it?
Figure eight.
Incredible.
That's five for five. You can't see these, can you?
No, no.
You're not cheating me, are you?
No, I swear. They're just coming to me.
Okay. Nervous?
Yes. I don't like this.
You only have 75 more to go. Okay? What's this one?
It's a couple of wavy lines.
Sorry, this isn't your lucky day.
I know. Get a little tired of this.
You volunteered, didn't you? We're paying you, aren't we?
Yeah, but I didn't know you were going to be giving me electric shocks. What are you trying to prove here anyway?
I'm studying the effect of negative reinforcement on ESP ability.
The effect? I'll tell you what the effect is! It's pissing me off!
Well, then maybe my theory is correct.
You can keep the $5 I've had.
I will, mister.
You may as well get used to that. It's the kind of resentment that your ability is going to provoke in some people.
Do you think I have it, Dr. Benkman?
You're no fluke, Jennifer.
This is it! This is definitely it!
Those UV lenses come in for the video camera and that blank tape. I need it, the one you erased yesterday.
Will you excuse me for a second?
I'm right in the middle of something, Ray.
I need a little more time with this subject. Could you come back in an hour, hour and a half?
Peter, at 1:40 p.m. at the main branch of the New York Public Library on Fifth Avenue, 10 people witnessed a free-floating, full-torso, vaporous apparition. It blew books off shelves from 20 feet away and scared the socks off some poor librarian.
I'm very excited. I'm very pleased. I want you to get right down there, check it out, and get back to me.
No, okay?
Get right back to me.
No, Peter, you're coming with us on this one. Spengler went down there. He took PKE valences, went right off the top of the scale, buried the needle. We're close on this one. I can feel it.
I can feel it. We're very, very close. I have to go now, Jennifer. But I'd like to work with you some more. Perhaps you could come back this evening, say at...
8 o'clock?
I was just going to say, 8 o'clock? You are a legitimate phenomenon.
As a friend, I have to tell you, you're finally going around the bend on this ghost business. You guys have been running your ass off, meeting and greeting every schizo in the five boroughs that says he has a paranormal experience. What have you seen?
Of course you forget, Peter. I was present at an undersea unexplained mass sponge migration.
Oh, Ray, the sponge has migrated about a foot and a half.
Oh, you're here.
Yeah, what have you got?
This is big, Peter. This is very big. There's definitely something here.
Egon, this reminds me of the time you tried to drill a hole through your head. Do you remember that?
That would have worked if you hadn't stopped me.
I'm Roger Delacorte. Are you the man from the university?
Yes, I'm Dr. Brinkman. Dr. Stantz, Egon.
Thank you for coming. Hope we can clear this up quickly and quietly.
Let's not rush things. We don't even know what you have yet.
I don't remember seeing any legs, but it definitely had arms because it reached out for me.
Arms? I can't wait to get a look at this thing.
Alice, I'm going to ask you a couple of standard questions, okay? Have you or any member of your family ever been diagnosed schizophrenic, mentally incompetent?
My uncle thought he was St. Jerome.
I'd call that a big yes. Are you habitually using drugs, stimulants, alcohol?
No.
No. Just asking. Are you, Alice, menstruating right now?
What has that got to do with it?
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
Great. It's moving. Come on. Hot, Ray.
Symmetrical book stacking. Just like the Philadelphia mass turbulence of 1947.
You're right. No human being would stack books like this.
Listen. You smell something?
Talk about telekinetic activity. Look at this mess.
Raymond, look at this.
Ectoplasmic residue.
Beckman, get a sample of this.
It's the real thing.
When somebody blows their nose and you want to keep it?
I'd like to analyze it.
There's more over here.
I'm getting stronger readings here.
Whoa. Oh. Oh. Ah.
This way.
Come on. Oh.
Ah. Egon, your mucus.
This happened to you before? First time?
Mm-hmm.
It's here.
A full torso apparition, and it's real.
So what do we do? Could you come over here and talk to me for a second, please? Could you just come over here for a second, please? Right over here.
Come here, Francine. Come here. What do we do? I don't know. What do you think? Stop that! We've got to make contact. One of us should actually try to speak to it.
Good idea. Hello. I'm Peter. Where are you from? Originally.
Shh.
All right. Okay. The usual stuff isn't working.
Okay. I have a plan. I know exactly what to do. Now stay close. Stay close. I know. Do exactly as I say. Get ready. Ready?
Get her!
Get her!
That was your whole plan. Get her.
It was scientific.
I just got overexcited. But wasn't it incredible, Pete? I mean, we actually touched the etheric plane. You know what this could mean to the university?
Yeah, it's going
to
be bigger than a microchip. Ray, I'm very excited.
I wouldn't say the experience was completely wasted. According to these new readings, I think we have an excellent chance of actually catching a ghost and holding it indefinitely.
Well, this is great. If the ionization rate is constant for all ectoplasmic entities, we could really bust some heads. In a spiritual sense, of course.
Fangs, you serious about this catching a ghost?
I'm always serious.
Egan, I'm going to take back some of the things I said about you. You've earned it.
Possibilities are limitless. Hey, Dean Yeager.
I trust you're moving us to better quarters on campus.
No, you're being moved off campus. The Board of Regents has decided to terminate your grant. You are to vacate these premises immediately.
This is preposterous. I demand an explanation.
Fine. This university will no longer continue any funding of any kind for your group's activities.
But the kids love us.
Dr. Benkman, we believe that the purpose of science is to serve mankind. You, however, seem to regard science as some kind of dodge or hustle. Your theories are the worst kind of popular tripe. Your methods are sloppy and your conclusions are highly questionable. You are a poor scientist, Dr. Finkman.
I see.
And you have no place in this department or in this university.
This is a major disgrace. Forget MIT or Stanford now. They wouldn't touch us with a 10-meter cattle prod.
You're always so concerned about your reputation. Einstein did his best stuff when he was working as a patent clerk.
You know how much a patent clerk earns?
No.
Personally, I like the university. They gave us money and facilities. We didn't have to produce anything. You've never been out of college. You don't know what it's like out there. I've worked in the private sector. They expect results.
For whatever reasons,
Ray, call it fate, call it luck, call it karma. I believe that everything happens for a reason. I believe that we were destined to get thrown out of this dump.
For what purpose?
To go into business for ourselves.
This ecto-containment system that Spengler and I have in mind is going to require a load of bread to capitalize. Where are we going to get the money?
I don't know. I don't know.
You're never gonna regret this, Ray.
My parents left me that house. I was born there.
You're not going to lose the house. Everybody has three mortgages nowadays.
But at 19%, you didn't even bargain with the guy.
Ray, for your information, the interest rate alone for the first 5 years comes to $95,000.
Will you guys relax? We are on the threshold of establishing the indispensable defense science of the next decade. Professional paranormal investigations and eliminations. The franchise rights alone will make us rich beyond our wildest dreams.
There's office space, sleeping quarters, and showers on the next floor, and there's a full kitchen on the top level.
It just seems a little pricey for a unique fixer-upper opportunity, that's all. What do you think, Egon?
I think this building should be condemned. There's serious metal fatigue in all the load-bearing members. The wiring is substandard. It's completely inadequate for our power needs. And the neighborhood is like a demilitarized zone.
Hey, does this pole still work?
Wow, this place is great. When can we move in? You've got to try this pole. I'm going to get my stuff. Hey, we should stay here tonight. Sleep here, you know, to try it out.
I think we'll take it.
Good.
Dan, it's you.
Oh, hi. Yes, Liz, it's me.
I thought it was a drugstore.
Oh, are you sick?
Oh, no, no, I'm fine. I feel great. Just ordered some more vitamins and stuff. I was just exercising. I taped 20-minute workout on my machine and played it back at high speed, so it only took 10 minutes. I got a great workout.
Good.
You want to come in for a mineral water or something?
Oh, I'd really like to, Lewis, but I have to go to rehearsal now. Excuse me.
No sweat. I'll take a rain check on that. I always have plenty of low-sodium mineral water and other nutritious foods in the house, but you already know that.
Yeah, I know that.
Listen, that reminds me, I'm having a big party for all my clients. My fourth anniversary as an accountant, you know, and even though you do your own tax return, which you shouldn't do, I'd like you to stop by, being that you're my neighbor and all.
Well, thank you, Lewis. I'll really try to stop by.
Listen, that reminds me, you shouldn't leave your TV on so loud when you go out. The creep down the hall phoned the manager.
Oh, that's strange. I didn't realize I left it on.
Oh, yeah, you know what I did? I climbed on the ledge and tried to disconnect the cable, but I couldn't get in. So, you know what I did? I turned up my TV real loud, too, so everyone would think that both our TVs had something wrong with them. Okay, so I'll see you later, huh? I'll give you a call. I'm gonna have a shower.
Are you troubled by strange noises in the middle of the night?
Do you experience feelings of dread in your basement or attic?
Have you or any of your family ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute. Pick up your phone and call the professionals. Go,
Ghostbusters.
Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day to serve all your supernatural elimination needs.
We're ready to believe you.
Thank you.
subtle, Marty. You don't think people are going to drive down and not see the sign. You can't park right here.
Everybody can relax. I found the car. Need some suspension work and shocks and brakes, brake pads, lining, steering box, transmission, rear end.
How much?
Only $4,800. Maybe new rings, also mufflers, a little wiring.
Janine, any calls?
No.
Any messages?
No.
Any customers?
No, Dr. Venkman.
It's a good job, isn't it? Type something, will you? We're paying for this stuff. Don't stare at me. You got the bug eyes. Janine! Sorry about the bug eyes thing. I'll be in my office.
Very handy, I can tell. I bet you like to read a lot, too.
Prince is dead.
Oh, that's very fascinating to me. I read a lot myself. Some people think I'm too intellectual, but I think it's a fabulous way to spend your spare time. I also play racquetball. Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
Excuse me, is this is the Ghostbusters office?
Yes, it is. Can I help you?
I don't have an appointment. I'd like to talk to someone, please.
I'm Peter Venkman. May I help you?
I don't know. What I have to say may sound a little unusual.
Well, it's all we get day in, day out around this place. Come into my office, miss.
Barrett, Dana Barrett. And this voice said, Zool. And then I slammed the refrigerator door and I left. That was 2 days ago, and I haven't been back to my apartment.
Generally, you don't see that kind of behavior in a major appliance. What do you think it was?
Well, if I knew what it was, I wouldn't be here.
Egon, what do you think?
She's telling the truth. At least she thinks she is.
Well, of course I'm telling the truth. Who would make up a story like that?
Some are people who just want attention. Others are just nutballs who come in off the street.
You know what it could be? Past life experience intruding on present time.
Could be erased memories stored in the collective unconscious. I wouldn't rule out clairvoyance or telepathic contact either.
Sorry. I don't believe in any of those things.
Well, that's all right. I don't either. But there are some things we do, standard procedures in a case like this, which often bring us results.
Well, I could go to Hall of Records and check out the structural details in the building. Yeah, maybe the building itself has a history of psychic turbulence.
Right, good idea.
I could look for the name Zool in the usual literature.
Spate's catalog.
Tobin's spirit guide.
Yeah.
Tell you what, I'll take Miss Barrett back to her apartment and check her out. I'll go check out Miss Barrett's apartment. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Let me. If something's gonna happen here, I want it to happen to me first.
The closet.
They hate this. I like to torture them. That's right, boys. It's Dr. Venkman. A lot of space. Just you?
Yes.
Good.
What is that thing you're doing?
It's technical. It's one of our little toys.
I see. That's the bedroom, but nothing ever happened in there.
What a crime.
You know, you don't act like a scientist.
They're usually pretty stiff.
You're more like a game show host.
That's the kitchen, huh? Dana, are these the eggs?
Yes. You see, I was over there, and these eggs just jumped right out of their shelf and started to cook on the counter.
Well, that is weird.
And that's when I start to hear that awful noise coming from the refrigerator. Dr. Beckman, you've come all this way. Would you like to check the refrigerator?
Better check the fridge. Good call.
Oh, my God. Look at all the junk food.
Oh, God damn it. Look, this wasn't...
You actually eat this
Look,
stuff?
This wasn't here. There was nothing here. There was a space, and there was a building or something with flames coming out of it, and there were creatures writhing around, and they were growling and snarling. And there were flames, and I heard a voice say, Zool. It was right here.
I'm sorry. I'm just not getting any reading.
Well, are you sure you're using that thing correctly?
Well, there's not... I think so, but I'm sure there are no animals in there.
Well, that's great. Either I have a monster in my kitchen or I'm completely crazy.
I don't think you're crazy.
Oh, good. That makes me feel so much better.
Let me tell you something about myself. I come home from work to my place, and all I have is my work. There's nothing else in my life.
Dr. Benjamin.
I meet you, and I say, my God, there's someone with the same problem I have.
Yes, we both have the same problem. You.
I'm going to go for broke. I am madly in love with you.
I don't believe this. Will you please leave?
And then she threw me out of her life. She thought I was a creep. She thought I was a geek, and she probably wasn't the first.
You are so odd. No.
I've got it.
No, 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 no.
I'll prove myself to you.
It's not necessary.
Yeah, I'll solve your little problem.
Okay.
And then you'll say, Pete Venkman's a guy who can get things done.
Right.
I wonder what makes him tick.
I wonder.
I wonder if he'd be interested in knowing what makes me tick.
Right.
I'll bet you're going to be thinking about me after I'm gone.
I bet I am.
No kiss.
To our first customer. To our first and only customer.
I'm going to need to draw some petty cash. We should take her out to dinner. We don't want to lose her.
This magnificent feast here represents the last of the petty cash.
Okay, slow down. Chew your food.
Hello, Ghostbusters. Yes, of course they're serious. You do? You have? No kidding. Uh-huh. Well, just give me the address. Yes, of course. Oh, they'll be totally discreet. Thank you. We got one!
Thank you for coming so quickly. The guest is starting to ask questions and I'm running out of excuses.
Has it happened before?
Well, most of the original staff knows about the 12th floor. The disturbances, I mean.
Yeah.
But it's been quiet for years. Up until 2 weeks ago. It was never ever this bad, though.
Did you ever report it to anyone?
Oh, heavens, no.
No.
Kidding?
The owners don't like us to even talk about
it.
I hope we could take care of this quietly. Tonight.
Yes, sir. Don't worry. We handle this kind of thing all the time.
What are you supposed to be, some kind of a cosmonaut?
No, we're exterminators. Somebody saw a cockroach up on 12.
That's got to be some cockroach.
Bite your head off, man. Going up?
I'll take the next one.
You know, it's just occurred to me we really haven't had a completely successful test of this equipment.
I blame myself.
So do I.
Well, no sense worrying about it now.
Why worry? Each of us is wearing an unlicensed nuclear accelerator on his back.
Yep. Let's get ready. Switch me on.
Sorry.
We thought you were someone else.
Successful test.
I guess so. I think we better split up.
Good idea.
Yeah, we can do more damage that way.
Isn't he?
I think he can hear you, Ray.
Don't move. It won't hurt you.
What happened? Are you okay?
He slimed me.
That's great. Actual physical contact. Can you move?
Ray, come in, please.
I feel so funky.
Spengler, I'm with Bankman.
Oh,
you got slime.
That's great, Ray. Save some for me. Get down here right away. I just went into a ballroom.
Okay, we'll be right there.
Okay, sir, if you and your staff could please wait out here, we'll take care of everything.
Get
ceiling.
That's the one that got me.
Right, boys. Ready? Throw it! I did that. That's my fault.
It's okay. The table broke to fall.
There's something very important I forgot to tell you.
What?
Don't cross the streams.
Why?
It would be bad.
I'm fuzzy on the whole good-bad thing. What do you mean bad?
Try to imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal.
Right, that's bad. Okay. All right, important safety tip. Thanks, Egon. All right, Ray, take the left. Egon, take the right.
Okay, Ray, just give me one eye outside.
Ray!
Okay, all right.
Shooting, Tex.
I assure you, Mrs. Van Houten, there is no problem with the room. It will be ready promptly at time as soon as your guests are with it.
The last throw took something out of him, but he's gonna move. I need some room to put the trap down. Give me some room.
Excuse me, please.
We've got to get this in the clear. Wait.
I've always wanted to do this. And
the flowers are still standing.
Okay, on my go, single. Spengler, I want a confinement stream from you, okay? Go! Okay, hold him up there. He's gonna move. Hold him up. Go!
Working, Ray.
Start bringing him down. You got him. Don't cross the stream.
Maybe right. Now you'll never slime a guy with a positron collider, huh?
Franklin, shorten your stream. I don't want my face burned off.
All right, I'm opening that trap now. Don't look directly into the trap.
I looked at the trap, Ray.
Bring your screens off as soon as I close the trap. Get ready. I'm closing it. Now!
It's in there.
Wasn't such a chore now, was it?
Mr. Smith, quickly, I want that door open now. Don't stand over there.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Did you see it? What is it?
We got it! What is it?
Will there be any more of them?
Sir, what you had there was what we refer to as a focused, non-terminal repeating phantasm, or a Class 5 full-roaming vapor. Real nasty one, too.
Now, let's talk seriously. Now, for the entrapment, we're going to have to ask you for four big ones, $4,000 for that. But we are having a special this week on proton charging and storage of the beast, and that's only going to come to $1,000, fortunately.
$5,000? I have no idea it'd be so much. I won't pay it.
Well, that's all right. We can just put it right back in there. Thank you.
Oh, we certainly can, Dr. Beckman.
No! All right. Anything.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Hope we can help you again. Coming through a 1 class 5.
Good morning, I'm Roger Grimsby. Today, the entire eastern seaboard is alive with talk of incidents of paranormal activity. Alleged ghost sightings and related supernatural occurrences have been reported across the entire tri-state area.
Well, everybody has heard ghost stories around the campfire. Heck, my grandma used to spin yarns about a spectral locomotive that would rocket past the farm where she grew up. But now, as if some unforeseen star...
Something strange in the neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
There's something weird and it don't look good. Who you gonna call?
Hi, this is Larry King. The phone-in topic today, ghosts and ghost busting. The controversy builds, more sightings are reported. Some maintain that these professional paranormal eliminators in New York are the cause of it all.
Seeing things,
it. Who can you call?
Still making headlines all across the country, the Ghostbusters are at it again. This time at the fashionable dance club, The Rose. The boys in gray slugged it out with a pretty pesky poltergeist, then stayed on to dance the night away with some of the lovely ladies who witnessed the disturbance. This is Casey Kasem. Now, on with the countdown.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. No job is too big. No fee is too big.
Is it just the mist that doesn't have arms and legs?
As they say in TV, I'm sure there's one big question on everybody's mind, and I imagine you are the man to answer that. How is Elvis, and have you seen him lately?
You have a ghost of a freaky ghost, baby. You better call.
Believe in UFOs, astral projections, mental telepathy, ESP, clairvoyance, spirit photography, telekinetic movement, full trance mediums, the Loch Ness Monster, and the theory of Atlantis.
If there's a steady paycheck in it, I'll believe anything you say.
I gotta get some sleep. I'm dying.
You don't look good.
I don't?
Well, you look better. You didn't used to look like this.
Can you have a sleep?
Here's the paper on in Brooklyn. She paid with Visa.
Here's tonight's worksheet.
Oh, great. Two more free repeaters.
This is Winston Zedmore. He's here about the job.
Beautiful. You're hired. Ray Stantz, Pete Venkman.
Congratulations.
Can you help me, please? Welcome aboard.
I don't know where they get these guest conductors. I mean, someone should tell him it's not going to do him much good to scream at us in German.
Well, I don't think that the man is competent to conduct the major symphony orchestra.
Could you wait here a minute?
Huh? Sure.
Dr. Venkman, this is a surprise.
That was a wonderful rehearsal.
You heard that?
Yes, you're the best one in your row.
Oh, thank you. You're good. Most people can't hear me with the whole orchestra playing.
I don't have to take this abuse from you. I got hundreds of people dying to abuse me.
I know. You're a big celebrity now. You have some information for me on my case?
Where's the stiff?
The stiff happens to be one of the finest musicians in the world. I mean, do you have some information for me, please?
Well, sure, but I'd prefer to give it to you in private.
Why don't you tell me now?
Well, okay, I found the name Zool for you.
Well, the name Zool refers to a demigod worshipped around 6000 B.C. by the... What's that word?
Hittites.
Hittites. Mesopotamians and the Sumerians.
Zool was the minion of Gozer. What's Gozer?
Gozer was very big in Sumeria.
Well, what's he doing in my icebox?
I'm working on that. If we could get together Thursday night, I'm thinking 9-ish, you know, we could exchange information.
I can't see you Thursday. I'm busy.
Miss Barrett, you seem to think there is something wrong up here that says, in your mind, he enjoys taking his evenings off and spending it with his clients. No, I'm making a special exception in your case because I respect you. It's corny, but I respect you as an artist. And as a dresser, too. This is a magnificent coordination you have going here today.
I'll see you Thursday.
I'll bring the Royal Ants Guide and we'll eat and read.
So who the hell is that?
He's just a friend.
A friend?
An old friend.
Well, I'll see you Thursday. I'm sorry I didn't get to meet you, sir, and I'm glad you're feeling much better. You're still very pale, though. Little son.
Well, what does he do?
Well, he's a scientist.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we store all the vapors and entities and slimers that we trap. Very simple, really. A loaded trap here. Open, unlock the system. Insert the trap. Release. Close, lock the system. Set your entry grid. Neutralize your field. And the light is green. The trap is clean. Ghost is incarcerated here in our custom-made storage facility.
There's a man from the EPA here to see you. He's waiting in your office.
EPA, what's he want?
I don't know. All I do know is that I've been working 2 weeks without a break, and you promised me you'd hire more help.
Janine, someone with your qualifications would have no trouble finding a top-flight job in either the food service or housekeeping industries.
Are you going to answer that?
I've quit better jobs than this. Ghostbusters, what do you want?
Can I help you?
I'm Walter Peck. I represent the Environmental Protection Agency, the 3rd District.
Great. How's it going down there?
Are you Peter Venkman?
Yes, I'm Dr. Venkman.
Exactly what are you a doctor of, Mr. Venkman?
Well, I have PhDs in parapsychology and psychology.
I see. And now you catch ghosts.
Yeah, you could say that.
And how many ghosts have you caught, Mr. Hank?
I'm not at liberty to say.
And where do you put these ghosts once you catch them?
Into a storage facility.
And would the storage facility be located on these premises?
Yes.
And may I see this storage facility?
No.
And why not, Mr. Bankman?
Because you did not use the magic word.
What is the magic word, Mr. Venkman?
Please.
May I please see the storage facility, Mr. Venkman?
Why do you want to see the storage facility?
Well, because I'm curious. I want to know more about what you do here. Frankly, there have been a lot of wild stories in the media, and we want to assess any possible environmental impact from your operation. For instance, the presence of noxious, possibly hazardous waste chemicals in your basement. Now, you either show me what is down there, or I come back with a court order.
You go get a court order, and I'll sue your ass for wrongful prosecution.
You can have it your way, Mr. Venkman.
I'm worried, Ray. It's getting crowded in there, and all my recent data points to something big on the horizon.
What do you mean, the big?
Well, let's say this Twinkie represents the normal amount of psychokinetic energy in the New York area. According to this morning's sample, it would be a Twinkie 35 feet long, weighing approximately 600 pounds.
That's a big Twinkie.
We could be on the verge of a fourfold cross-rip, a PKE surge of incredible, even dangerous proportions.
We just had a visit from the Environmental Protection Agency. How's the grid holding up?
Not good.
Tell them about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
Oh, that's okay. You can bring him along.
All right, maybe we'll stop by, okay?
That's great. I'll tell everybody you're coming. We're going to play Twister. We're going to do some break dancing. Hey, let me in. It's Louis. Somebody let me in.
Hi, Mom. I've been busy. Well, no, everything is fine. Yeah, no, just that, that one time. Oh, I am. I will. I won't. Mom, I have to go. I have a date. Yes. No, no one you know. It's, well, he's a Ghostbuster. Those guys on TV. Yes, well, I'll have to let you know. Okay. Love to Dad. Right. Bye. Bye.
God is acetylsalicylic acid generic. See, I can get 600 tablets of that for the same price as 300 of a name brand. That makes good financial sense. Good advice. Hey, this is real smoked salmon from Nova Scotia, Canada. $24.95 a pound. It only cost me $14.12 after tax, though. I'm giving this whole thing as a promotional expense. That's why I invited clients instead of friends. You having a good time, Mark? How you doing? Why don't you have some of the brie? It's at room temperature. You think it's too warm in here for the brie?
Louis, I'm going home.
Don't leave yet. And listen, maybe if we start dancing, other people will join in.
Okay.
Oh, don't move. I just gotta get the door. Ted, Annette!
Hi.
Oh, glad you could come. How you doing? Give me your coats. Everybody, this is Ted and Annette Fleming. Ted has a small carpet cleaning business in receivership. Annette's drawing a salary from a deferred bonus from 2 years ago. They got $15,000 left on the house at 8%. So they're okay.
So, does anybody want to play Parcheesi? Okay, who brought the dog?
I'm going to bring this up at the next tenants meeting. There's not supposed to be any pets in the building. I've got to be away in here. I got to get... Nice doggy, cute little pooch. Maybe I got a milk bone. Ah!
Say, what happened?
Some moron brought a cougar to a party and it went berserk.
Right, I'm going up to Dana Barrett's. Okay.
No. He ran out.
Hello. That's a different look for you, isn't it?
Are you the Keymaster?
Not that I know of.
Are you the Keymaster?
Yes.
I'm a friend of his. He told me to meet him here. I didn't get your name.
I am Zool. I am the gatekeeper.
Oh. What are we doing today, Zool?
We must prepare for the coming of Gozer.
Gozer, huh?
The Destructor.
Are we still going out? You know, you could pick up the place if you're expecting someone.
Do you want this body?
Is this a trick question? I guess the roses worked, huh?
Take me now, sub-creature.
We never talk anymore.
Hey, Daisy. I make it a rule never to get involved with possessed people.
Actually, it's more of a guideline than a rule. You know, I can...
I want you inside me.
Go ahead. No, I can't. Sounds like you got at least two people in there already. Might be a little crowded. Come on, why don't you just quit trying to upset and disturb Dr. Bankman, and just relax. Lie down there. Relax. Put your hands on your chest. What I'd really like to do is talk to Dana. I want to talk to Dana. Dana, it's Peter.
There is no Dana. There is only Zool.
Oh, Zooly, you nut. Now, come on. Come on, I want to talk to Dana. Dana, just relax. Come on. Dana. Can I talk to Dana?
There is no Dana, only Zool.
What a lovely singing voice you must have. Now, I'm going to count to three, Zooly, and if I don't get to talk to Dana, there's going to be some real trouble in this apartment, I think. One. Two. Two and a half. Please come down.
I am the Keymaster. The Destructor of the Comet. Use me to travel. The Destroyer. Gatekeeper. I am Vince. Vince Clortho, Keymaster of Gozer. Volga Sildroar, Lord of the Sebulia. Are you the gatekeeper?
Hey, he pulls the wagon. I make the deals. You want to ride?
Wait for the sign. Then all prisoners will be released. You will perish in flame!
What an asshole.
Dropping off or picking up?
Dropping off.
Just a moment.
You a ghostbuster?
Yes.
We picked up this guy. Now we don't know what to do with him. Bellevue doesn't want him, and I'm afraid to put him in the lockup, and I know you guys are into this stuff, so I figured we'd check with you.
All right.
Are you the gatekeeper?
You better bring him inside.
You are so kind to take care of that man. You know, you are a real humanitarian.
I don't think he's human. What did you say your name was?
Vince Clortho, Keymaster of Gozer.
According to this, his name's Louis Tully. Lives on Central Park West. Do you want some coffee, Mr. Tully?
Do I?
Yes, have some.
Yes, have some.
Vince, you said before you were waiting for a sign. What sign are you waiting for?
Gozer the Traveler. He will come in one of the pre-chosen forms. During the rectification of the Valdrani, the Traveler came as a large and moving Torb. Then, during the third reconciliation of the last of the McKetrick supplicants, they chose a new form for him, that of a giant Slore. Many Shubs and Zools knew what it was to be roasted in the depths of the Slore that day, I can tell you.
Egon.
Excuse me.
There's something very strange about that man. Listen, I'm usually very psychic, and I have a terrible feeling that something awful's going to happen to you. I'm afraid you're going to die.
I'll get it. Hello?
Egon, it's Peter.
Thanks, I've got it.
I have some news from the world of Gozer.
What is it, Peter?
I'm here with Dana Barrett. It seems the Goz has been putting some moves on my would-be girlfriend.
How is she?
I think we can get her a guest shot on Wild Kingdom. I just whacked her up with about 300 cc's of Thorazine. She's going to take a little nap now.
But, she says she's the gatekeeper. Does that make any sense to you?
Some. I just met the Keymaster. He's here with me now.
Oh, wonderful. We have to get these two together.
I think that would be extraordinarily dangerous.
Okay, well, hold on to him. I'll be there in a little while.
Good. Thank you, Vince. We have to find Ray. I need him here immediately.
Bad news, honey.
I gotta go to work. Hey, will you stay here in bed until I get back?
Hey, Ray. Do you believe in God?
Never met him.
Yeah, well, I do. And I love Jesus' style, you know.
This roof cap is made of a magnesium tungsten alloy.
What are you so involved with that?
These are the blueprints for the structural ironwork in Dana Barrett's apartment building, and they're very, very strange.
Hey, Ray, do you remember something in the Bible about the last days when the dead would rise from the grave?
I remember Revelation 7:12. And I looked as he opened the sixth seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became as black as sackcloth, and the moon became as blood.
And the seas boiled, and the skies fell.
Judgment Day.
Judgment Day.
Every ancient religion has its own myth about the end of the world.
Myth? Ray, has it ever occurred to you that maybe the reason we've been so busy lately is because the dead have been rising from the grave?
How about a little music?
Yeah.
Thank you.
anything. Excuse me, just where do you think you're going?
Step aside, miss, or I'll have you arrested for interfering with the police
officer. Oh, no, hold on. I've seen TV. I know you can't come in here without a warrant or a writ or something.
Cease and desist all commerce order, seizure of premises and chattels, ban on the use of public utilities for non-licensed waste handlers, and a federal entry and inspection order.
Vince, there's one more test I'd like to perform.
Egon! I tried to stop them. He says they have a warrant.
Excuse me, this is private property.
Shut this off. Shut these all off.
I'm warning you, turning off these machines would be extremely hazardous.
I'll tell you what's hazardous. You're facing federal prosecution for at least a half a dozen environmental violations. Now, either you shut off these beams or we shut them off for you.
Try to understand. This is a high-voltage laser containment system. Simply turning it off would be like dropping a bomb in the city.
Don't patronize me. I'm not grotesquely stupid, like the people you built.
At ease, officer. I'm Peter Venkman. I think there's just been a slight misunderstanding, and I want to cooperate in any way that I can.
Forget it, Venkman. You had your chance to cooperate, but you thought it'd be more fun to insult me. Well, now it is my turn, wise-ass.
He wants to shut down the protection grid, Peter.
You shut that thing down, and we are not going to be held responsible for whatever happens. No, we won't be
held
responsible. Don't shut it off. I'm warning you.
I've never seen anything like this before. I don't
know. I'm not interested in your opinion. Just shut it off.
My friend, don't be a jerk.
Step aside.
If he does that again, you can shoot him.
You do your job, pencil neck. Don't tell me how to do mine.
Thank you, officer.
Shut it off!
Thank you.
cigar. I want to make a phone call. Hey, I just worked with these guys, man. I wasn't even there.
The structure of this roof cap is exactly like the kind of telemetry tracker that NASA uses to identify dead pulsars in deep space.
Cold riveted girders with cores of pure selenium.
Everybody getting this so far?
So what? I guess they just don't make them like they used to, huh?
No! Nobody ever made them like this. I mean, the architect was either a certified genius or an authentic wacko.
Ray, for a moment, pretend that I don't know anything about metallurgy, engineering, or physics, and just tell me what the hell is going on.
You never studied.
The whole building is a huge superconductive antenna that was designed and built expressly for the purpose of pulling in and concentrating spiritual turbulence. Your girlfriend lives in the corner penthouse of Spook Central.
She's not my girlfriend. I find her interesting because she's a client and because she sleeps above her covers. 4 feet above her covers. She barks, she drools, she claws.
It's not the girl, Peter, it's the building. Something terrible is about to enter our world, and this building is obviously the door. The architect's name was Ivo Shandor. I found it in Tobin's spirit guide. He was also a doctor. Performed a lot of unnecessary surgery. And then in 1920, he started a secret society.
Let me guess. Gozer worshippers.
Right.
No studying.
After the First World War, Shandor decided that society was too sick to survive. And he wasn't alone. He had close to 1,000 followers when he died. They conducted rituals up on the roof. Bizarre rituals intended to bring about the end of the world. And now it looks like it may actually happen.
So be good. For goodness sake. Whoa. Somebody's
coming.
We
have to get out of here. We've got to find a judge or something.
Hey, wait a minute. Hey. Hold it. Now, we're actually going to go before a federal judge and say that some moldy Babylonian god is going to drop in on Central Park West and start tearing up the city?
Sumerian, not Babylonian.
Yeah, big difference.
No offense, but I got to get my own lawyer.
Okay, Ghostbusters. The mayor wants to see you guys. The whole island's going crazy. Let's go.
I got a split. The mayor wants to rap with me about some things.
I am the keymaster.
I am the gatekeeper.
These men are consummate snowball artists. They use sense and nerve gases to induce hallucinations. People think they're seeing ghosts. And they call these bozos who conveniently show up to deal with the problem with a fake electronic light show.
Everything was fine with our system until the power grid was shut off by Dickless here.
They caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no dick.
All right. Well, that's what I heard.
This City Hall.
Now, what am I going to do here, John? What is this?
All I know is that was no light show we saw this morning.
I've seen every form of combustion known to man. But this beats the hell out of me.
The walls in the 53rd precinct were bleeding. How do you explain that?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Oh, Your Eminence.
How are you, Lenny?
You're looking good, Mike. We're in a real fix here. What do you think I should do?
Lenny, officially, the church will not take any position on the religious implications of these phenomena. Personally, Lenny, I think it's a sign from God. But don't quote me on that.
No, I think that's a smart move, Mike. Well, I'm not going to call a press conference and tell everyone to start praying.
I'm Winston Zeddemore, Your Honor. But I've only been with the company for a couple of weeks.
But I got to tell you, these things are real. Since I joined these men, I have seen shit that'll turn you white.
Well, you can believe Mr. Pecker.
My name is Peck.
Or you could accept the fact that this city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Enough, I get the point.
But what if you're wrong?
If I'm wrong, nothing happens. We go to jail, peacefully, quietly. We'll enjoy it. But if I'm right, and we can stop this thing, Lenny, you will have saved the lives of millions of registered voters.
I don't believe you're seriously considering listening to these men. Get him out of here.
Bye.
I'll fix you, Venkman. I'm going to fix you.
I'm going to get you a nice fruit basket.
I'm going to miss him.
All right, all right.
We got work to do. Now, what do you need from me?
Looks like we're in the teens somewhere.
Okay. But when we get to 20, tell me. I'm gonna throw up.
Gozer was a man. It's whatever it wants to be.
But whatever it is, it's got to get by us.
Right.
Go get her, Ray!
Gozer the Gozerian? Good evening. As a duly designated representative of the city, county, and state of New York, I order you to cease any and all supernatural activity and return forthwith to your place of origin or to the nearest convenient parallel dimension.
That ought to do it. Thanks very much, Ray.
Are you a god?
No.
Then...
When someone asks you if you're a god, you say,
yes! All right. This chick is toast!
Got your stick?
Hold! Beat him up!
Show this prehistoric bitch how we do things downtown.
Nimble little minx, isn't she?
We better go full stream.
Aim for the flat top!
So hard. We neutronized it. You know what that means? A complete particle reversal.
We have the tools. We have the talent.
It's Miller time.
Ray, this looks extraordinarily bad.
Oh, no.
What?
If we think of J. Edgar Hoover, J. Edgar Hoover will appear and destroy us, okay? So empty your heads. Empty your heads. Don't think of anything. We've only got one shot at this.
The choice is made.
Whoa!
The traveler has come.
Nobody choose anything. Did you choose anything?
No.
Did you?
My mind is totally blank.
I didn't choose anything. I couldn't help it. It just popped in there.
What? What just popped in there?
I tried to think.
Look!
No! It can't be.
What is it?
It can't be.
What did you do, Ray?
Oh, shit.
It's the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Oh,
don't see you every day.
I tried to think of the most harmless thing. Something I loved from my childhood. Something that could never, ever possibly destroy us. Mr. Stay Puft.
Nice thinking, Rennie.
We used to roast Stay Puft marshmallows by the fire at Camp Wakanda.
Ray has gone bye-bye, Egon. What have you got left?
Sorry, Beckman. Terrified beyond the capacity for rational thought.
Mother pus bucket.
Going out like this, killed by a 100-foot marshmallow man.
We've been going about this all wrong. This Mr. Stay Puft is okay. He's a sailor. He's in New York. We get this guy laid, we won't have any trouble.
I have a radical idea. The door swings both ways. We could reverse the particle flow through the gate.
How?
We'll cross the streams.
Excuse me, Egon. You said crossing the streams was bad.
Cross the streams.
You're going to endanger us. You're going to endanger our client, the nice lady who paid us in advance before she became a dog.
Not necessarily. There's definitely a very slim chance we'll survive.
I love this plan. I'm excited to be a part of it. Let's do it.
The job is definitely not worth $11.5 a year.
See you on the other side, Ray. Nice working with you, Dr. Beckman.
Floor of a taxi cab.
Vicky!
Yeah, all right. Oh, thank God.
Oh, you okay?
I'm all right.
You all right?
I'm all right. You all right?
Yeah. You okay?
Fine. Oh, smells like barbecued dog hair. Oh, Beckman. Oh, Beckman, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just forgot.
Look!
Thank you.
Somebody turn on the lights!
Go check on that little guy.
What happened? Oh. Oh. Oh, where am I? Oh.
You all right?
Boy, the superintendent's gonna be pissed.
Are you okay?
Who are you guys?
We're the Ghostbusters.
Who does your taxes?
You know, Mr. Tully, you are a most fortunate individual.
I know.
You have been a participant in the biggest interdimensional cross-rip since the Tunguska blast of 1909.
Felt great.
We'd like to get a sample of your brain tissue.
Okay.
A locust town!
Something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call? There's something weird. It's only good. Who you gonna call? Afraid of no ghosts. You're seeing fangs running through your head. Who can you call? An invisible man sleeping in your bed. Oh, who you gonna call? I ain't afraid of no ghosts. I ain't afraid of no ghosts. Who you gonna call? If you're all alone, pick up the phone and call. Lights the girls. I ain't afraid of no ghosts. Yeah, 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 yeah. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
You had a ghost of a freaky ghost, baby. You better call.
Ghostbusters!
Three times nice.
Please, magic. I believe it's magic.